Valkyries fans, you're listening to the Valkyries Post-Op with Kevin Dana.
Well, the Valkyries go into Indiana and lose 90-82, Kevin, but on the back-to-back after 8 days off, they just ran out of steam.
Yeah, you know, spirited performance from the Valkyries for sure. Really good second quarter. They had that 7-point lead going into the half, but you could see that this was a fever bunch that was determined to take care of Golden State, a team that they had never lost to before today. But just too much offense. This Indiana team, and especially with this kind of firepower, this is not exactly the first team you would choose to play on the back end of a back-to-back, the Indiana Fever, when you're going up against Caitlin Clark, Kelsey Mitchell and company, and Aaliyah Boston, who just dominated down low. And so, the deck is stacked against you when you're playing back end of a back-to-back. Good effort from Golden State. But all in all, you definitely take a split with this road trip with Indiana and New York.
Absolutely. Like you said, with a chance to go 4-1 to start the season, that's great. But you'll take 3-2. Charles, 0-for-6 from the floor. Janelle Salon, 1-of-8. That's tough to recover from, a combined 1-of-14 from those two.
And 0-of-7 from three.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so that's tough. And Salon will have much better days.
Sure.
She's to me, surefire double-figure score average. She was 11 points per game last year. I expect her to be in the low teens this year, potentially. But just wasn't her game today. Had a great look, the chance to cut it to two, I think,
sure
at the point.
Did.
Just a little strong, and then had a good drive by Caitlin Chen. Couldn't lay it up and in. So they got down 10, the Valkyries, and had their chances to cut it to a one-score game, but just couldn't quite do it. But, yeah, when you have – Kyla Charles did have 7 rebounds, hit all 4 of her free throws. But when Charles and Solana combined 1-of-14, certainly it doesn't help your cause. And Gabby Williams, 2-of-8 from the field as well. Made her presence felt defensively with the 4 steals. But Gabby Williams, that's someone you rely on for 12-plus points a game, and she had 6 today. So that certainly – just 37% as a team. So it wasn't just one player.
And the other Caitlin in the game, not Caitlin Clark, but Caitlin Chen, had 18 points on 7-11 shooting. Where would the Valkyries have been without her today?
Yeah.
It could have been blown out.
I mean, she had 12 points in the second quarter, and that was a big reason. She was basically the reason why she and Tip Hayes, why the Valkyries had the lead at the half. Hayes was at 10 points at halftime, and Chen was at 12. And Chen, a new career high, 18, surpassed the 14 that she had against the Seattle Storm. Had a couple of more quiet games offensively as of late, but certainly came to life. And you could see when Caitlin Clark was guarding her, Caitlin Chen was licking her chop. She's all right, it's time for me to go to work. And she went to work today.
That was nice seeing them bang together. After turning the ball over just 6 times last night in New York, 14 turnovers today. So not bad, but compared to last night,
yeah,
a little different.
The problem was the 10 turnovers in the first half.
Right.
And so they did a better job of taking care of the ball in the second half, just the 4 turnovers. And, yeah, I would take 15 and under turnovers any game. Maybe in a 40-minute game, like 14 and under. But yeah, so 14's not bad, and they only gave up 9 points off their turnovers. Now, on the other side, they forced 19 turnovers, but they only scored 14 points off those turnovers. And the Dana rule is a 120 offensive rating of points off turnovers. And what that means is, so you're scoring 1.2 points per turnover, and today they were at 0.74, basically. So they were well under the Dana threshold today. And look, if you got to 1.2 points per turnover would be 23 points. That'd be 9 more points, and they would win 91-90. I know the transitive property, it doesn't apply necessarily in sports, but that's kind of what you're looking at. That's why you got to take advantage of those turnovers in the Valkyries. The Fever didn't, but the Valkyries didn't either.
No, they sure didn't. What was that property again?
The transitive property.
Okay.
Like if you just pulled 9 points out of it, like all of a sudden, like nothing else would have changed in the game.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, 50 foul calls. This game took forever.
Yeah, and Alan Brown had the stat, 35 fouls in the second half.
Goodness.
I mean, that, you know, the first quarter was smooth sailing, and then the rest of the game wasn't.
It was a slugfest.
I mean, it is 7:08 p.m. right now. The game probably ended at, what, 7 o'clock? So you're talking about a 2-hour and 28-minute, because the game tipped at 4:32, 2-hour and 28-minute regular season game. for a, you know, this isn't the NBA that's 48 minutes. This is 40 minutes, and you have fewer mandatory timeouts because you have a – yeah, you have two fewer mandatory timeouts in a WNBA game as opposed to an NBA game, and this still took nearly 2.5 hours.
Both teams shot the ball relatively okay from the line. Valkyrie's missing 4, and the Fever missing 7, but still.
Yeah, I'll take 85% from the line any day of the week. So the Valkyries, they got it done there, but just 37% from the field. That was not great. The 32% from downtown leaves a little to be desired, and the Fever got up to 46%. So they kind of warmed up as the game went on. They scored 53 points in the second half, and you know that's going to be the thing that Natalie Nicasse in the postgame press conference, she's going to say, can't give up 53 points in the second half. That's going to be the deciding factor, I think, in her mind.
What are your thoughts on Indiana? Clark, Mitchell, Boston, Cunningham, Hall. That's a good five.
That is a good five.
And our old friend Mo.
And our old friend Monique Billings. And our old friend Bree Hall's on a development contract. She was not active for this game. My worry with them is defensively. You could see the Valkyries players, they were looking to go at certain players at certain junctures of the game. Tiffany Hayes really like going at Caitlin Clark. Lexi Hole is a good defender. Sophie Cunningham's a good defender. Monique Billings can do her thing defensively, but like the backcourt of Kelsey Mitchell and Caitlin Clark is not necessarily known for being a defensive stalwart backcourt, and that could certainly hold them back a little bit this year. They've already given up 100-plus points in two of their first three games this year to Dallas and Washington. So, look, I would slot them kind of top five-ish. So I think Indiana and Valkyries and Golden State, these are both teams that probably want to finish in the top four to get home court in the first round. I think that's a realistic goal for both of those teams, but I don't think both those teams are going to be able to accomplish those goals because of how good Las Vegas is, how good the Liberty will be once they're at full strength, and how good the Atlanta Dream are, especially now that they have Angel Reese.
How realistically selfish are we being, saying in year number two, we're expecting the Valkyries to be vying for a top seed in the playoffs?
Hey, well, when you go 23-21 in year one, you dream big. And when Mr. Joe, as everyone likes to call him here in the Valkyries, on the Valkyries, when he says win a championship within 5 years.
Well, that's what I mean. It's justified.
Yeah, it's
a good team.
This is the timeline.
Yes, very good team.
Yeah, so that's kind of what the Valkyries are looking at. And look, this is a team. You watch them through these first five games, and I see a team that can certainly compete for home court advantage in the first round. And I think that should be the goal internally for this team.
Absolutely. With two expansion teams, you have with the tempo and the fire, take advantage of those opportunities. And like you said, the Aces are still the class of the league.
Yeah, I will say, Toronto, I've watched them a little bit with Mabry and Brittany Sykes. And I'm telling you, Maria Conde, who we didn't see last year, she was taken from the Valkyries in the expansion draft for Toronto. She is a player. She is really good. And so I don't think the Toronto Tempo are your grandmother's expansion team. Like of yesteryear when first-year WNBA teams were going 4-30. I don't think the Fire are going to be 4-30 either. But or 4-40, I guess it would be now in a 44-game season. But there are opportunities to look. You got Connecticut coming up next. You have to win that. I mean, you don't have to win that game. It's game 6 of 44, but you expect to win that game. Yeah, you got Portland on this homestand. You split the Fever and the Aces. You go 3-1 on this homestand. That puts you at 6-3. That's where I'd like to be going into a tough road trip at Minnesota and Las Vegas.
I don't think that's being selfish at all. I think it's being realistic.
Yeah.
And Valhalla will be ready.
They certainly will. Memorial Night game this Monday. Should be fun against the Sun.
Holiday with the Valks.
Holiday with the Valks. Yeah, exactly.